In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Actually, yani on the first week, no, stay here. There will no yani real translation, because it will be not like yesterday. It was not a sermon. It was a discussion, and actually, I want to listen to you and to exchange our lessons that we learned this year from the Holy Week and from the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. النهارده يعني متعود اول اسبوع بعد عيد الميلاد او عيد القيامه ان احنا نسمع منكم. انا ما فيش حاجه في ذهني, يعني مش ما فيش حاجه في ذهني, طبعا الواحد عاش يعني غنى جامد في الأسابيع اللي فاتت واللي توجد في أسبوع الأيام تكللت في القيامة, بس إحنا مش بنعملها يعني الحقيقة مش عايز أخليها يعني عزة. أنا عايز أخليها يعني discussion, بمعنى إيه؟ نحدي الميكروفون لكل واحد ويقول لنا, بس مش يقول درس بقى عجبه في الإنجيل ولا حاجة, عايزين حاجة عملية. We don't want just please get two microphones from the altar. They are on the altar. One for the gentlemen, one for the holy ladies. فهنا دي يعني نفسي أسمع وأتعلم. I want to hear, to listen, and to learn from you. And be sure that the Holy Spirit who works in the servants works in everyone. And of course, we did not come just in the Holy Week to listen to the sermons or to the chants or to the readings. Actually, we came to the church to be filled with the Holy Spirit and to have also, I'm giving an introduction to let everyone think in his mind when he turn comes, and he will speak. He will speak. No one will not speak today. Be sure of that. Everyone, we have to listen to one another and to learn from one another. It's not just sermons to be given. It's lessons to be inspired by the Holy Spirit in every heart of us. Otherwise, why do we come to the church? We are not negative. We are active members, or let us say we are active organs in the one body, the body of Jesus Christ. And this is a very golden chance for me to learn from you tonight. So give me a chance to that, and do not be any tight or greedy to keep something without telling us, every one of us, what must learn from the others. Let us start with Paul. احنا هنبتدي one here, one there. عشان مش هناخد كل gentlemen وبعدين نسيب الladies. لا. We have to be fair with everyone. فحتى كمان عشان العدد one here and two here. One gentleman and two here, because they are يعني double year. Paul, we start with Paul. What did you learn, or what took your eyes and your heart during the last few weeks, especially the Holy Week and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ? Do you have the microphone? Very good. Turn it on. You want to spawn? خلاص, who is ready? خلاص, مش مثلا عمال.
I was thinking about God in the last few weeks, that He never forget us, never forgot us. Even when you are in a very deep problem and you ask God, where are you? Where is your love? I heard one song 2 weeks back. It was very strong for me, in fact. And it was saying that, don't think I'm far. Don't think I forgot you. I bought you with my blood, and you are very precious to me. It was in Arabic. أو أتفكر إني نسيتك أو أتفكر إني بعيد أنا بدمي الغالي فديتك أنا اشتريتك
أنا بدمي الغالي فديتك أنا وهبتك عمر جديد
أنا وهبتك عمر جديد
yeah.
I was it was very for me I came to know how God is very close to us. Although we think that He is very far and we are alone in our problems in this life and people around us are not that good with us and whatever problem we have, but He is there. We don't see Him, but He is very close to us. Mm-hmm. Very close to us. He never forgets us.
Yeah.
This is what I really experienced myself with yeah. God. Not only this year, previous years, and every year, every day I see this with God. Yeah. We Thank are you. Far. He Thank is not you. Far.
Yeah. Just to translate the first rhyme of the song that I had mentioned. The song says, "Do not think that I have forgotten you or I forgot you. Do not think that I am far from you. I redeemed you with my precious blood, and I granted you a new age. I granted you my life, my age." So as if He added His age to ours when He took our body. And this is true. This is true that everyone will live forever. As if Jesus Christ, through His incarnation and redemption, added to everyone's age, His own age, to live eternally. But the difference is that we, God willing, will return, live eternally in His kingdom. That's why He had come to us and performed the salvation, and now He raised our body into heavens to give us the authority, or to give us the permission, or to give us the ownership for our bodies after being glorified bodies when He comes in the second coming to be with Him eternally in His kingdom of heaven. Shukran ya Ahmed. Kamili. Hatilha al microphone.
I think that our Lord is alive.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this gives us assurance that when we face anything, that our Lord is
not dead. Yeah. Yeah, very important. Camilla said, if the, and I heard I heard this word today or yesterday in one of the programs in the TV. He said, if the salvation of our Lord stopped at the burial in the tomb after He was crucified and He was buried in the tomb, if it stopped at that, so it means that He is not alive, and hence we will not be alive. We want to be alive. And can man say or ask, how come that you say that the Lord is not alive? No, He is alive. But what He did it with His with our bodies. He took our bodies. And this is a very important. What was in the tomb was our body. Do not forget that. He did not need to die. And it was very normal, and it was very, it's a real that he is alive. Although he was in the tomb, we have a beautiful song also. I will say it in Arabic and then translate into English. أولها فرش الثياب وحمل الأغصان واستقبلوه كملك راكبا أتان بتضاع عجيب أتى إلى الصليب يسوع صلب يسوع قبر يسوع قام. في الترتيلة دي بنقول إيه؟ نفسه فارقت بموته الجسد ولاهوته متحد بالنفس والجسد. It's a very, very, يعني theological point. بتقول إيه؟ His soul departed from his body through his death, but his divinity never departed either from the soul or from the body. It's very important to know that the divinity of the Lord is the Holy Spirit in him, and the humanity is the full human being, spirit, soul, and body. Our Lord Jesus Christ, when he was incarnate, he was incarnate like any one of us, having soul, having spirit, having soul, and having body. In addition, as incarnate Lord, he has the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit we call the divinity. What happened on the cross? That his human spirit he delivered to the Father, saying, Father, in your hands I deliver my spirit. This is the human spirit, right? But because he is God, the divinity was with his human spirit. And he was buried in the tomb, but because of his divinity also, the Holy Spirit, the divinity was with him in the tomb. That's why by the power of his divinity, he arose on the third day, not letting his body be corrupted. And this is what we said in the Easter liturgy, 3 points he gave us. We spoke about only 3 points. He gave us light instead of darkness. He gave us freedom instead of slavery. And he gave us incorrupting instead of corruption, or incorruption instead of corruption. That's why he insisted to arouse on the third day, not letting his body, which was taken from the mother of God, it's our body, to be corrupted. You understand this point? It's a very important, because some people think that the Spirit of God, of Jesus Christ, the incarnate God, was the Holy Spirit. No, he has a human spirit. He has a human spirit. And soul and body, exactly like us. In addition, because he is God, the incarnate God, he has his Holy Spirit, the divinity in him. Is it difficult? Is it difficult to understand? صعبة دينا سهلة أوي يعني. ودي نقطة بيحتار فيها الناس ويقولوا يعني إزاي المسيح اتصلب ومات يعني قام. لا. ده هو زي ما قالت كاميليا هيز الايف، زي ما قال عماد هو موجود وبيحبنا وموجود قريب قوي مننا. هي از فيري كلوز تو اس اند هي از الايف. هي اكسبتد ذا ديث while he was not supposed to die, because he wasn't under sin. He was born without the original sin. And he said, whoever can rebuke me on a sin, man minkum yubakitni ala khatay. Next. مش مهم عربي او انجليزي اتكلموا احنا بنترجم. على فكرة الميكروفون مش مفتوح. اللي فوق تبقى اون. ايوه. اللي تحت لفوق. الزرار اللي تحت ارفعيه لفوق.
إنه أنا أعمل كل يوم حاجة تفرح قلب ربنا زي ما هو فرحنا بقيامته، وإن إحنا لازم نعيش على الرجاء إنه ما فيش حاجة اسمها إنه الشيطان يهبط من معنويتنا ويقول لنا لا ما فيش رجاء فيكم. حتى لو كنا عملنا خطايا كبيرة ممكن إن إحنا بالتوبة نتغلب على الخطية دي ونحيا مع المسيح ويبقى عندنا رجاء جامد في المسيح لأنه هو عمل كل ده عشاننا. فاحنا لازم كمان كل يوم نعمل حاجة عشان نثبت له ان احنا بالفعل ان احنا عايشين مع القيامة، مش بس ان احنا نصوم وناكل اكل نباتي ونروح، لكن لازم ننفذ الكلام ده باننا فعلا نعمل كل يوم حاجة. واذا كان عندنا شهوات نحاول نتغلب عليها. واتضح لي ان احنا في حاجات بنعملها وممكن نستغنى عنها، يعني بدليل ان احنا لما بطلنا نعملها في وقت الصيام نسيناها خالص وممكن نعيش من غيرها، لان هي كانت بتبعدنا عن ربنا وبتضيع علينا وقتنا، زي مثلا التلفزيون او اي عوايد او معتلات. نهتم بالدنيا زياده عن اللزوم. لكن حسيت ان احنا ساعات بنبقى تافهين ان احنا بنسيب نفسنا ان احنا نبعد عن ربنا بعد كل اللي هو عمله عشاننا.
Thank you. سيام. She said that this year she got benefit more than previous Easter feasts. When she felt how much did the Lord suffer for us, and he died for us for our sins. So we have also to repent, trying to overcome our sins and our iniquities. And this is number one, which is very important. Number two, we have to gladden his heart, as he through his resurrection gladdened our, or still gladdening our hearts by his resurrection and getting victorious power on the death. By death he has trampled on death. By his death he trampled our death, as we said many times before that. And also we have to have hope in him. Whatever our sins are, we need to repent. And the repentance is not just to fast by food or something like that, to take vegetarian instead of the normal food, but we found that during the Holy, the Great Lent, we stopped practicing many things, which means that we can live without them, like spending long time before the TV or something like that. So we wasted our time, but in the Great Lent, because we are concentrating on the prayers and the fasting and the liturgies, we lived without them, which means that we can live without them. Thank you. Yeah. Where's the microphone? Paul, did you think or not yet? Abu Kadi Magdi, خلاص. He wants to be the last. The first will be the last, and the last will be the first.
During the Holy Week, I felt more of how God gave opportunity to Israelites to repent and come back to Him, but how they go off the way of the Lord. For example, talking, reading the prophet like Moses, when he was on the mountain, the people started making the golden calf, and repeatedly same thing happened. And even today, sometimes I feel after the Easter, I'm going out at work, I forget that prayers and reading and things that happen during the Holy Week. And sometimes I get carried away with the things that I don't think about the presence of God. It's like disciples, two of the disciples was walking towards Emmaus?
Disciples of Emmaus.
They were,
Luke and Cleopas.
Yes, and it's like that you talk about it, you think about it, but you don't, you go on with your, I have the tendency to go on with my life, that I need to change because I was different, but then I'm changing back into the world.
Yeah.
I noticed that on something I learned, but same time I still working on when I'm reading things, especially this week, like at the Thomas Sunday, all the disciples had to see the Lord. Same thing, I feel I need to come back to the Lord instead of going my way to the world. Because if I go my way, it will be like when the Israelites, when they fall out of the way. Many times prophet had warned them, but they didn't come back to the Lord. Same thing, I need to come back to the Christ. It's something that I need to work on. Same thing when I'm given something at chocolate, somebody give me an offer something, I take one, they offer me two, I take two. Somebody offer me three, I take three. I know I'm being greedy. I'm having more than enough, yet I take it, take the worldly things rather than just a blessing. It's something that I'm learned to watch for, but at the same time I'm still working on, because it's something that I fall in. Because I realize I tend to be greedy with things that when there's accessible of the worldly things, I tend to take more and more. As I take in more, I know I'm going away from the Lord. So that's something I learned through the
There is no such rich.
But at the same time, I haven't learned and put into practice because I'm still struggling every day. But it was a good thing. It was kind of a warning or awakening things to learn.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Yes.
For me, it was the cleansing of the temple. And that day of readings really stuck to me a lot because, first of all, the only reason we are a temple is because of Jesus died for us and resurrected and put His Holy Spirit in us. And then coming to the part of cleansing the temple where He says, "My house is a house of prayer," and He cleans everything out, I find it's really hit me a lot, because it's so easy for me to get so distracted. Even when I try to pray, you know, stand there, I have to ask myself, is my house, am I the house of prayer? Am I really praying with strength? Rather than, it's so easy to fall in so many thoughts and so many distractions, and school, work, and family, and trips, anything just comes in. So it's nice, it was really hit me this year a lot.
Very good. هي اتكلمت طبعا عن لما المسيح نظف الهيكل. دي الحاجة اللي لفتت نظرها قوي, وان احنا لازم نغسل الهيكل بتاعنا. والهيكل هو قلبنا. بالقيامة المسيح عمله هيكل, فزي ما نظف الهيكل بتاع سليمان, احنا كمان لازم ننظف الهيكل بتاعنا وما نخليهوش مشوش بانشغالات كتير, يعني الشغل, المدارس, البيت, يعني كل الانشغالات دي بتبقى يعني بتساعد في ان الهيكل ما يبقاش نظيف كفاية, يعني احنا لازم نغسله وننظف. Thank you. Esther.
Actually it's an observation. It's from the Psalms that got read during the Holy Week. I can't remember the numbers, but many of them, they talk in detail about the crucifixion and the nailing and the torture. So I always wondered, how could David write those Psalms many, many years before Jesus, unless it's true?
Mm.
And how come people cannot see that when they read the Psalms?
Yeah.
And they don't see that this is really the Messiah.
Yeah.
And there is no other person on earth who can fit the description in those Psalms other than Jesus. So it always fascinates me, how come people have eyes and have ears and they don't see and they don't accept? And this is a proof. Even people who ask for a proof, this is a proof.
Yeah. Yeah. حلو السؤال ده. هسيب مجدي يجاوبه عشان هو الدور على مجدي. Yeah. هي بتتقام هي بتقول يعني داود النبي وانبياء اتنبأوا حاجات يعني بالتاكيد ما تنطبقش غير على المسيح, فازاي هم ما امنوش, ازاي ما عندهمش عينين وما عندهمش مخ, يعني ازاي كل ده وما امنوش؟ يعني طبعا لها اجابتين, اجابه في العهد القديم والجديد. لسه دور السيدات ما فيش حد مش هيتكلم. Everyone will speak, no escape from that. بس the turn of the gentleman now. هيا مجدي.
Okay.
الأول ادي هنت صغيرة كده على تساؤل إستر. Yeah. وبعدين قول لنا التأمل.
Yeah, it's amazing as we actually how all the prophecies are very descriptive, as if it's describing exactly a moment by moment and everything about Jesus Christ, but the Jews didn't believe. It is because he hardened their hearts. Their hearts were hardened. And the same thing like what happened in the Old Testament when God told Moses, do this miracle in front of Pharaoh. And yet Pharaoh yields some time, and then after that actually hardened his heart. So it is their heart. Hearts they were actually a stumbling block, like us. Actually, I cannot blame the Jews. We have even more than the Jews now, and yet we still harden our hearts. So.
اللي وقف ان الناس اليهود دول ما امنوش ان قلوبهم كانت قاسيه, قساوه قلوبهم, قساوه القلب بتخلي الواحد ما حتى لو صدق ان هو ده ما بيقبلوش. وكان هينقل بقى بس هيكمل, يعني ان احنا كمان, طب ما احنا عندنا برضو الكتاب المقدس, عندنا الوصيه, عندنا الاجيال, طب ما احنا مش بنعيشها ليه؟ ما هو برضه هيحاسبنا ربنا على الحكايه دي، ما زي ما حاسب اليهود في العهد القديم ان هم صلبوه ورفضوه وحكموا عليه واختاروا واحد يعني زعيم ثوره دموي اللي هو باراباس اللي احنا قعدنا نتكلم عنه في يوم الجمعه، تحيه لسيدنا البابا الترتيله اللي قلناها، ولماذا انت مصلوب هنا وانا الخاطي حر اتباهى. فهنا النقطه انه بالرغم من النبوات والعلامات والاحداث اللي حصلت اللي كلها تشير ان هو ده المسيح، رفضوه. ده ايام هيرودس قالوا ان هو ده المسيح اللي هتولد في بيت لحم، وساعة لما ما قبضوا عليه رئيس الكهنة قال في نبوة بتقول ينبغي أن يموت واحد عن الأمة ولا تموت الأمة كلها. يعني النبوات واضحة من المناد للصليب لكن وما بينهم، لكن قساوة القلب هي دي الصعوبة. هيكلم عنها مجدي بقى، كمل.
No, I will move to my point. Okay, Buna. Really, this year I missed His Holiness Pope Shenouda's papal message on the Easter, and because it's now for 40 years we hear that papal message, and this year all of a sudden is no papal message. So it prompted me really to more thinking about his departure to heaven, especially during the resurrection days, and how heaven would probably welcome someone like His Holiness with his great stature in heaven. And I said that no matter what, God is having places for everyone, the small and the big, the pop and the layman, whatever. Actually, he has places for everyone.
It feels the same.
But because it's different when it comes to a star, different than a star in glory, for sure everyone has. But the important thing that everyone has a place, and I am sure that everyone has a place in God's in heaven. And that prompted me really to more think of how I should attain this more and more and try to increase my
It's remarkable remark. I noticed something recently in our days, many of the very faithful servants departed during the Great Lent. Did you notice that? Abuna Mikhail Ibrahim, 26th of March. Abuna Bishoy Kamel, 21st of March. Pope Shenouda, Pope Kirillus the 6th, March 9th. Pope Shenouda, March 17th. And also 2 days before was Abuna Yohanna Thabit في العدرا أرض الجولف. The funeral service of Abuna Yohanna Thabit was at 11 o'clock, and Pope Shenouda delivered his pure soul at 5 o'clock on the same day, Saturday, March 17. So it's something, maybe the Lord was receiving the souls of these pure to celebrate with us the power of resurrection really in heavens. Not once, but once and forever. And as Magdi said also, the departure of Pope Shenouda in this time, while we are preparing ourselves for the Holy Week and the resurrection, has a great meaning to us. Where is he now? He is closer to us than when he was in Egypt and we are still in Canada. I feel that. I tell you something personal happened to me with Abuna Bishoy Kamel. I was in England, and I had I faced a very complicated problem. And unusually, to because Pope Shenouda did not have enough time to call every time or to be called every time, to be contacted directly. It was in 1979, in about September 1979. Pope Abuna Beshoy departed in March 79. And I had this face, this problem, faced it. And then I prayed, and I had a special photo, not photo, it's drawing, drawing بالفحم, بالرصاص, يعني, of Abuna Beshoy. Was given to me in England before his 40th departure. And then I prayed and said to him, Abuna Beshoy, you are closer now than in the past. I used to call you while you were in Alexandria, and I'm in England, London, and I used to take effort to call you because, you know, there was no direct lines at that time, 79. You have to call the operator and the hand and wait until they open a line and headache. And then I said, you are now closer than in the past to me. Solve this problem. And it was Friday. I cannot forget this. It was Friday. And it was about 1 o'clock afternoon. And then I thought to call Amba Discorus. Amba Discorus was taking care of the printing center in the cathedral, asking him to give me an appointment to contact His Holiness Pope Shenouda. And then I called Amba Discorus in his phone, and then someone picked up the phone from the other side, and I said, hello. And then I heard the voice of His Holiness, Pope Shenouda. And then I was surprised, and I stood, and I started to stand, and I was talking to the Pope. And he said, Ado, in his deep voice, مين بيتكلم؟ قلت له أنا who's speaking؟ قلت له أنا شنودة from London. اللي يسبونا شنودة. What's wrong? What do you want? Alas, the problem was solved. I found Pope Shenouda on sitting at the office of Amba Discorus reviewing the new edition of the El Caraza magazine, reviewing it. So he was sitting at the desk of Amba Discorus, and automatically he picked up the phone, and I found him. I said, Sayyidina, I have so I can say. But he said, okay, next Friday in the same time, call me, I'll give you the answer. Next Friday, I called again, and he answered again, and the problem was solved. So I felt that as if Abuna Beshoy interceded me to let me call at this specific time, not knowing that Pope Shenouda is sitting in the office of Amba Discorus and at his desk and picked his phone. I wasn't calling His Holiness, I was calling His Grace on the Discord. So, feel that Pope Shenouda now is closer than in the past to us. Next, Mariam.
كنا ساعات اليوم الجمعة ما كنا بنعمل درس الكتاب
الجمعة العظيمة؟
لا الجمعة ما كنا كل جمعة بنعمل درس
الكتاب كل جمعة
في خلال سفرك كان أبونا برسوم بيعمل لنا زي رحلة ربط بين الأحداث بتاعت المسيح ازاي الصلب وازاي التنبؤات من العهد القديم للعهد الجديد في حاجة يعني تحس ان هي قد ايه ربنا سفك كلمة سفك دمه آخر نقطة يعني دي حسيت ان احنا قد ايه احنا صغيرين جدا ما نستاهلش حتى ان نقول له سامحنا او ان احنا نبص في وشه تاني. يعني حسيت برهبه كبيره جدا في رحله الصلب بتاعته جامده دي. من قد ايه هو عمال يقول انا هعمل كذا وكذا وكذا, واحنا احنا عايشين في العالم ده بنبص اه ماشي اوكي ده بكره اسبوع سمير الصالح ورا ابن الضال ورا العيد ويا بابا حياه بتمشي كتير, بس مش بنتاملها زي ما هو يقول لا ده انا سفكت دمي كله عشانك انت عشان انت تجيلي انا.
Thank you. She said that Abuna Bersum in one of the meetings of Friday, the family meetings, was explaining the relationship between the prophecies and fulfillment of the prophecies by our Lord Jesus Christ himself. And he said he already informed his disciples and the people what would happen with him, and everything he said, he fulfilled it. While we are careless of our salvation, he did that to the last drop of his blood, while we are still careless, not giving an enough attention to that, postponing every week after week, and we are like in a wheel of the life, and the wheel turns us with it. So we have to think how much the Lord has suffered to the last drop of his blood for my sakes, for our sakes, and for the sake of everyone, especially to at least to exchange that with love and with obedience and with good deeds. Yeah.
Every Lent now I notice that a lot of problems come to us. Like not just the quantity of the problems, but the severity of problems. Many, many. And that for years I used to be frustrated that why during Lent this happens? Why not throughout the year? And some days I'm like, I'm too tired. I dealt with this problem all day long. I can't fast today. I have to reduce prayer. I have to go to bed. I'm too tired. But there are times when I notice that I do stay with the fasting. I do pray. I find somehow there's strength to deal with the problem. And this is the first year that I do see the sweetness of the fasting and the prayer. And I see that it's the Lord's medicine for me to deal with these problems. And I stop getting frustrated and wondering why these other problems happen during only Lent.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Muhib.
In the gospel of the raising of incense of the Easter Eve, it's from St. Mark, and it's talking about the Mariams who went to look at the tomb, and it says they were wondering among themselves, who is going to roll away the stone from the tomb? And guess what? They looked up and they found that the stone was already rolled away because the stone was very great. So it always tells me and encourages me whenever I face a huge problem that I think I cannot handle. And if I keep thinking, how am I going to get out of it? And interestingly enough, the Lord comes in and sorts out the problem in a way I couldn't probably expect.
Yeah.
And luckily enough, I love this gospel, St. Mark. And I cannot remember the number of the chapter, but
yeah,
it's at the end of St. Mark's gospel. And luckily enough, it is repeated every third week of the Coptic month up until the Advent, I believe. Correct me, Otsabuna. And it always reminds me whenever I face a huge problem that is much bigger than what I can handle.
Yeah.
he will be able to roll away the stone. And it reminds me with the story of Saint Macary the Great, when he was traveling in the desert, and the destination was still far away, and he lift up his eyes, and he said, "Lord, you know that I have no power left." And the story tells us that all of a sudden he found himself at the destination. So it just reminds me this story of the resurrection as written by Saint Mark, that whatever or however heavy or great the stone is, he can always send somebody, one of his angels, either on earth or in heaven, to sort out the problem.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Almost كل حاجة اتقالت يا أبونا بس جايز كنت في أسبوع الألام كان شوية يعني الشيطان بيحارب كتير بس ما كنتش فاهمة إيه نوع الحروب حروب كتيرة بس ما كنتش فاهماها بس في أسبوع الألام كنت بصلي قوي إنه ربنا يبين لي قوي إيه نوع الحروب بس لقيتها إنها حروب بتتسمى تحت مسمى التأجيل هي تبين إنها حاجة صغيرة بس يعني الشيطان بدل ما يقول لي لا ما تروحيش مثلا قداس لا طب روحي لحد اللي وراه انت لحد ده تعبانه طب صومي بكره النهارده انت تعبانه بس لما حسيت انه جت في مسج واضحه جدا انه هو دي حرب جديده او طريقه جديده من حروب الشيطان التاجيل انه بكره 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 بس لقيت انه الجمعه العظيمه ما بتنفعش تبقى الاسبوع اللي وراه وخميس العهد ما ينفعش يتاجل ففهمت انه كلها حروب تاجيل بس هي تحت حاجه لطيفه يعني
بالظبط كده
بس يعني حسيت انه ربنا قدر يسندني شويه وبعد ما خلصت الصيام والايستر وكده حاسه انه اوكي بس مش عارفه لغايه امتى
لا حلوه she was speaking about Satan of tomorrow you know Satan of tomorrow postponing everything trying to we call him Satan of tomorrow. Satan of tomorrow will never tell you do not pray, do not sin, or he will never tell you do not fast, or do not repent, or do not go to the church. He will never say that. But what does he say is, yes, pray, but you are exhausted tonight, let it be tomorrow. Look at yourself. You are tired enough. All the day you are working. You are driving here and there, picking up your children, going there, making shopping or going to work, and you have problems. You had problems at work, so you are exhausted. How come that you will stand now and pray? You will not find mind even to concentrate to pray. When the fasting comes, these are 55 days. They are too long. Okay, skip 1 or 2 weeks. Make no difference. Will God be very upset of you if you fast 40 days instead of 55? And gives you, like what Hannah said, excuses to let your mind be in rest. Sayyidina al-Baba told us a very, very important wise word, wisdom. He said that the mind or the brain is a faithful servant to your will. Again, العقل خادم أمين لرغبات الإنسان. When you don't want to pray, the mind will fabricate to you. will give you excuses to let it be logic not to pray today or not to fast. You have exams, and the exams are very important, and you need to pass the exams and make a high marks. What happens if you don't fast all the Great Lent this year? Will it be the end of the day, the end of the world? No. The Lord is the Lord of spirits, not the body. And I give you excuses. And he said, yes, very well, okay. This year, enough for the Holy Week. You know, unfortunately, this happened not only on the individual level, it happens on the level of the church. This is what happened in the Catholic Church, our brothers in faith, our brothers in Christ. What happened that they tried to skip the fastings. One by one, by one, by one, until they became the Holy Week. And then, just the Good Friday. And then, 3 hours in Good Friday. Most of people do that. And the more the church lowers itself to the level of the people who don't want to pray or to fast, the more they brought the people far from God. Unfortunately, this is what happened. And this happened with Amba Pope Shenouda. Pope Shenouda met in Geneva one day one of the cardinals. No, Amba Bachomius. Amba Bachomius, the Metropolitan, is now Yani Deputy Patriarch, in some way. He was in one of the conferences, and one of the cardinals asked him, "Are you still fasting the same as in the past from the very beginning of the churches?" And Baba Khomeini said, "Yes, we do that." He said, "You are right. What we did was wrong, because we facilitated everything to have more people to the church. So what happened is those who were already fasting and praying stopped fasting and praying because we did it as rules in the church, and those who were not already fasting did not fast after we facilitated. So the people who were outside still outside, and the people who were inside decreased. Apply that on yourself individually, you will find that dangerous." Nabila.
لما بنبص عليك على الصليب
لا حطي الميكروفون انا كده مش سامع
لما بنبص عليه على الصليب
ايوه
يعني اخذنا في صرح ان هو بيقول لي يا رب علمني ان اصلب ذاتي زي ما انت صلبت ذاتك علمني اصلب الذات عندي روح الكبرياء الخفيه الداخليه لانها دي دوده بتصيب الانسان بتنخر عارف من غير ما بيحس بنفسه يعني ان لما بتصيبه الذات من جوه او بتصعب على نفسه او وات ايفر عارف مش فبقول يا رب علمني المحبه المحبه والبساطه بتقود الانسان لحاجات كتير ان هو يتغاضى عن حاجات كتير في صوره صلب المسيح يعني بقول له قدنا يا رب ان احنا ازاي نوصل لصلبوتك كده هو يعني ان احنا نصلب شهواتنا ونصلب ذاتنا معاك وعلمنا ودينا نحبك كما انت حبيتنا يعني محبتك عظيمه جدا 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 يا رب بقول علمنا يا رب
Thank you. She said when she looks at the Lord crucified on the cross denying himself, she prays to the Lord saying, "Oh Lord, teach me how to deny myself. Teach me how to love like your love to the others without any limits. Teach me how to be recognizing your great love to me and to live it really in simple life, in peaceful life, and in life of love to each one." Michael. Father, two Michaels.
Usually I find it hard during the Lent to fast. This year it was easier to fast, but I found that maybe it was easier to do the things on the outside. But for example, during the Holy Week, there's a lot of services. It's easy to go to the services, but to come home grumpy and to yell at the kids. So maybe it's easy to do those things on the outside, but if I don't dig deep, then I'm just doing it hypocritically and I'm not benefiting from it on the inside. So just a danger that could be easy to do the things that are seen, but it's hard to dig and really clean on the inside.
Thank you very much. Randa? Suzanne insisted not to speak. Michelle.
هي النقطة المهمة للسنة دي فهمتها في كلمتين. إذا ما كنتش هتعيش ألم المسيح مش هتفرح بالقيامة. عشان تعيش أفراح القيامة لازم تعيش الصليب عشان تفرح بالقيامة.
صح يمشي. ما فيش قيامة من غير صليب. There is no resurrection without crucifixion. We have to be crucified to resurrect. Otherwise how will we gaining the life until we practice the death? So if we die with him, then we will live with him. We will rise with him. Dr. Boulos, قول لنا كلمة واحدة عشان يبقى كلها نتكلم قبل ما نصلي. ناخدنا وقت أطول بس أنا بتشكر ليكو جدا عشان I have learned much from you tonight. You really were wonderful.
If I start talking, it cannot be one word.
No. Conclude.
Actually, this year, I during the Holy Week, I had to think of St. Mark because I was preparing for a talk that I should be giving to one of the Baptist churches in Almonte, and then I thought how to start talking about the Coptic church. I'm supposed to tell them about the persecution of the Christians in Egypt. And it just struck me during the Holy Week when we heard about St. Mark and how he, during the cross, during when the Lord was being delivered, and he ran naked. So this is one experience of the apostles when they were under the persecution, under the terror of the Jews, because essentially they were all terrorized from when the Lord was being delivered. And as he told them before, that you all will leave me and be alone. And the only one that went up to the cross was St. John. But if we think of each of the apostles, what way he was terrorized and how they were all afraid. Contrasting that with what happened after the resurrection. So certainly St. Mark himself did live, got the news along with the 12, because they got the news when they were in the upper room, and that was St. Mark's house. So St. Mark followed the Lord's events from Good Thursday when he was at the institution of the Eucharist. He was serving probably at that table around them, and he followed the Lord also to the garden when he was praying, and that's how he ran when they caught him from his coat and ran naked. So he was terrorized also as a young chap, and probably all the fear and the thing that happened during the cross time until they got the news. So after he got the news with the rest of the apostles, everything changed. So all the fear from the terror and the fear from the Jews, everything, they were all bold and they spoke, and that we know about how some Peter and John, how they publicly talk to the Jews, and they cannot deny the Lord, that because they experienced the victory of the resurrection and they cannot anymore having fear. And that's what exactly is happening in the Coptic church. After St. Mark, actually, he was martyred on an Easter day. So that's the best he could have done and taken from his life. His life was taken from earth on Easter day. So the victory of the resurrection was with him during his mission all over when he went to Egypt, and that he gave us to also in Egypt, that we live the resurrection and its power, so we have no fear from any terror from Islam or whatever. So that's the life we are living now under persecution, but in spite of all the persecution, of the terror we hear, we have the victory which the Lord gave us from his passions and from his resurrection.
Thank you very much. Very good conclusion. نحن بس عايزين نبقى فخورين بكنيستنا القبطية نبقى يعني let the Holy Spirit work in us more and more and more. We should not be afraid of anything, but at the same time we have to be brave enough not only to be يعني courage enough against the persecution, but also positively to go in the spiritual path which leads us to the kingdom of heavens, the place out of which the Lord has suffered so much. Let us go forever. Amen. Thank you very much. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Hna ayedna aid jamil narda. Bigad, thank you very much. I learned a lot from you.